It is Midday Live. Lawrence Vaughn, Dr. Drew, and Lauren is out on He Just Said to Get Far is In. We're going to get off politics and law for a second and get for a few minutes into medicine. Dr. Vivek Goswami is here, cardiologist, director of nuclear medicine for HCA's Heart Hospital of Austin, Texas. Dr. Goswami, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So it's the holidays. Cardiac events are up. What can people do to avoid some of this?
Sure. So, you know, we've noted for a number of years that historically December tends to be the deadliest month in regards to heart attack deaths and cardiac events, followed closely by January. And we used to think this was due to cold weather, maybe causing constriction of the heart arteries, and possibly that combined with people shoveling snow and exerting themselves a little bit more so than they had throughout the year, and that combination was increasing this event rate. The problem with those theories is that when we adjust for the cold weather and we look at relatively warm weather states like Arizona and California, the trend still exists. People are still dying of heart attacks more in December and January than any other month. So certainly there's other mechanisms at play, and we think it's important to get the message out there so while people are enjoying their holiday season, God forbid if they do develop symptoms, they will have a low threshold of seeking medical attention.
Any theories floating around as to what might be causing the increase?
Yeah, there's a number of theories, actually. So clearly people are not in their usual routine during the holiday season. They're traveling. They have family over. They have events that are planned. So they're less likely to engage in maybe exercise that they normally would throughout the rest of the year. They're less likely to comply with their medications because either they're distracted or they didn't plan to take their medications with them as they were traveling. So there's non-compliance with medication seen while people are enjoying the holidays.
I got to tell you, I understand, you know, you're looking at it from the cardiological perspective, but as someone that I for about a decade and a half had a very high volume internal medicine practice, and sure, indeed around holidays, cardiac events came in, but everything else did too. I mean, everything, new presentations of cancer, demyelinating diseases. I mean, you name it. It started with just come pouring in around the holidays. It's uncanny, and I could never explain it. And to say just, oh, well, it's stress or whatever, it's like, well, that might have something to do with it, but man, it's extraordinary the way it changes.
You're exactly right. And these are just, theories. I mean, for all we know, it's due to economic reasons. Or, coming towards the end of the year, they have their deductibles paid, so they want to come see the doctor.
Higher density air and the cold and gamma radiation from the sun. Who knows? I mean,
it could be anything. There's no way to prove
it's weird.
What causes,
Well, we think it's what Dr. Goswami is saying. Like, mm-hmm, it makes perfect sense that it would be all that. But when we start parsing that out, that doesn't always prove to be the case, as he was telling us. But still, you can attend to your cardiac health at this time of year. There's plenty of opportunity for that.
Certainly, absolutely. So, you know, if patients have chronic conditions like chronic heart failure, for example, or high blood pressure, make sure you're taking your medications, and then be mindful of overindulgence. So we certainly see that one or two heavy salt meals around the holiday season can tip people into heart failure, accelerate their high blood pressure, and that can lead to events. So you really want to be mindful. If people have a heart history, prior heart attack, they're more likely to have another heart attack. So if these people start developing symptoms, don't just attribute it to indigestion. I mean, those people really need to get checked out. There's another dynamic where people don't want to be an inconvenience, right?
Right. I was going to say, that was the other one. Yeah. And I'll tell you where that one subtly affects people is in arrhythmias. Because they feel something funny, and they go, oh, I'm not going to tell anybody. It's no big deal because I don't want my son to bring me to the hospital. And lo and behold, that can decompensate.
Exactly. And you want to talk about inconvenience. When they're going south, that's a real inconvenience. So,
do you have any suggestions, any pointers?
Well, hold on. We're gonna get to that. And you have a website you want to refer people to? I've got to go to a little break here, but let's do that first. Website?
Sure. www.austinheart.com.
Austinheart.com is where you can find Dr. Goswami, get some more of these tips. We're going to keep this conversation going on He Just Said to Get Far in for Lawrence Vaughn. I'm Dr. Drew. This is Midday Live.